I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Tuesday, July 28th. Many Springfield residents who immigrated from Haiti are on edge as 16 years of federal immigration protections expired on Monday. An estimated 12,000 to 15,000 Haitians live in the city of 60,000 people. Michael McClelland is with G92. That's a coalition of faith groups advocating for the city's immigrants. He says they've helped the city greatly.
They're all working. They're contributing to the tax base. They're buying groceries. They're going to movies and everything. It's going to be a huge hit to our tax base. They're also employees. They're filling jobs. What do you do when a fourth of the people in the city leave? They brought a lot, and we're going to lose that. It's going to be a big blow to Springfield in many, many ways.
CBS and Fox News report that ICE is gearing up to detain and deport Haitians following the expiration of protected status. Federal court rulings had delayed that several times. A bill in the Senate would extend the status until the year 2029, but it is not clear if it'll pass. A Springfield nonprofit hit a major milestone this week. It's now given away more than 100,000 books to children across the Miami Valley. WYSO's Lee Wade has more.
Carlos Marshall and Moses Beseja founded the Conscious Connect. The organization started stocking barbershops and beauty salons with free books. Conscious Connect distributes its 100,000th book during an event at the Covenant Freedom School in Springfield. Marshall says more than 85% of the books it distributes are culturally relevant and age appropriate.
It's extremely important that children have access to books that reflect their own lived experiences, but also can take them places that they've never been.
Marshall says the nonprofit also encourages families to build home libraries. The goal is to create spaces where reading becomes part of everyday life. Conscious Connect also is preparing to publish its first children's book. For WYSO, I'm Lee Wade.
Renters in Ohio have to earn more money each year to afford a basic two-bedroom apartment. But in all but one year in the last decade, the average hourly wage a renter brings home is less than what they need for that apartment. And that gap is growing, as State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports.
Full-time workers in Ohio are earning $4.23 less per hour than the wage they need to afford that apartment. That gap was $1.57 in 2020, says Amy Riegel with the Coalition on Homelessness and Housing in Ohio.
So in just 6 years, that gap has grown 169%. Even though wages are going up, it is just not fast enough to keep up with these rising housing costs.
The Ohio Chamber of Commerce says government regulations and construction costs are helping create the affordable housing shortage. But advocates say immigration policies that are shrinking the workforce are to blame as well. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
A credit card skimmer was found at a local gas station. The Montgomery County Auditor's Office says the device was found last week in a gas pump at a Speedway station at 926 Arlington Road in Brookville. Only one skimmer was found at that station after the other pumps were examined. Skimmers can be used to steal credit and debit card numbers as well as PIN numbers. The auditor's office advises people to closely monitor their bank and credit card accounts. They say using cash is a safer option. The auditor also recommends using credit cards instead of a debit card. That's because it can be more difficult to challenge a fraudulent transaction with cards that are linked to checking accounts. Using cards with a tap feature or built-in chip are also more secure than using the card's magnetic strip. Mitsubishi Electric's project in Warren County is one of five statewide projects expected to create thousands of jobs and generate $93 million in new payroll. Mitsubishi, or MEUS, expects to create 180 full-time positions with $12.5 million in new annual payroll. The Ohio Tax Credit Authority approved on Monday a 1.6% 10-year job creation tax credit for the project, and that project is expected to be completed by the end of 2030. This development adds to more than $239 million in investments across Ohio. Rain and thunderstorms are over for the next couple of days. We're looking for hopefully some sun today with a high in the mid-80s, lows tonight in the 60s, and that's pretty much the forecast for the rest of the week. No rain in the forecast. That is until this upcoming weekend. And that's WYSO Today for Tuesday, July 28th. I'm Mike Fraser.